Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chafala from Abayz. We're holding on Chafala from Abayz, the third line, Rav Hillel Litame. So he mentioned the explanation of Rav Hillel. He said that the reason why by Kachim you're not allowed to be Taiva Kli B'Soich Kli is because of a concern for Chatzitza. And it comes out that there's two cases in the Mishnah that are both because of Chatzitza. So even though there are 11 cases in the Mishnah, two of them really share the same Yisayit. So says the Gemara, Rav Hillel Litame, Dam Rav Hillel, Amr Bechanin Bar Papa, Eser Mailo Shanu Kan. And in our Mishnah, you see 10 different advantages, 10 different Chumrais that exist by Kachim over Truma. Ah, the list is 11, but two of them share the same Yisayit, so therefore it's really just 10 Chumrais. The first five chumrays apply both to actual kachim and also to chulin, which is being treated like kachim. And achrayinays, the last five, is lekaidesh of aloy lechulin shenasal taris lekaidesh. It only applies to actual kachim. It does not apply to chulin shenasal taris lekaidesh. My time, what's the reason for the distinction? It's because chamish kamiyasa the islu jar the tamidai raisa. The first five that are shayach to tamidai raisa, they're all gzeres chazal, but they're because of a concern for Daraisa, like Kli B'Soich Kli, it's a concern for Chatzitza, so therefore Gazu B'Rabban and Bein L'Kaidesh, Bein L'Chulin Shanaasu Taras HaKaidesh. So Chazal applied their Gzeira both to Kachim, and also to Chulin Shanaasu Taras HaKaidesh. However, Bas Yasa, the last Ujjar D'Tumah Midaraisa, the last five, which don't have any sort of concern Midaraisa, for example, that the fact that a Kli is Mitzarif, everything that's inside of it, to be like one Chatzitza, so that's not Shaykh to any sort of Daraisa, so Gazu B'Rabban and L'Kaidesh, the Chazal were only Gzeira with regards to the Kachim. But the chulin shenas v'altaris hakodesh like gazu b'rabbanon, but they were not geizer on chulin shenas v'altaris hakodesh. Adkan, that's the explanation of Rav Hillel, and you're not allowed to be tayv kli b'soich kli because of the concern for chatzitza. However, Rava Amar, that no, he didn't like Rav Hillel's pshat gufa because of the kasha that we asked on Rav Hillel, that means the seifa having mishum chatzitza, reishalam mishum chatzitza. From the fact that we have the case in the seifa with the shur, with the knot. And that's because of chatzitza, so it must be this one, kli b'soich kli is not a problem. Chatzitza must be, it's a different problem, and what is that? V'reisha ha'inu taima, it's a gzeira shal yathbo mechna v'tzinayrs b'kli she'im b'pim Kishreferis at night. Chazal didn't want anyone to ever be taiva one kli inside of another, because even though in this case it might be fine, but there are cases where you're taiva one kli inside of another and it's not okay. And that is if the kli that you're putting your smaller kelim into, if the outer kli has a very small opening. Let's say a bottle, which has a very small opening. So even if you put needles inside of it, the needles do not become tar, because we don't view the needles as being inside the mikvah. The needles are inside of a bottle. The bottle, the water inside the bottle is not considered part of the mikvah anymore, since the opening of the bottle is so small. So Chazal didn't want a person ever to be taivul kli b'soich kli, up to this case of taivling needles inside of another kli that has a very small opening. K'detnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, that in order for an opening to join the two bodies of water, it has to be a certain shear. Ira mikvais, if you want the mikvais to be combined, so the opening has to be kishvei feris hanoid, it has to be like a certain type of tube, ka'ivya kuchalala, which means the thickness of the tube itself combined with the space in the middle, that's the thickness of the hole that it has to be. And which ends up being, what's that shear? It's kishtei etzvais chayzer sum kaiman. It's the size of two fingers. If you put two fingers into the hole and you can wiggle them all around in a circle, so that's the shear of the hole that's required to combine two bodies of water. So says Rava, that's why Chazal didn't want a person being taivul kli b'soich kli, as if gzeira atu a person, he might end up taivuling his needles inside of a kli that doesn't have a large opening. And says the Gemara, that savor l'kehad amr Rav Nachman amr Rabbi Baravua, it comes out, according to Rava, there are no cases in the Mishnah that share the same yisayit, and so we taka have achadasar ma'ilah shanu kan, that there are 11 chumrais listed in the Mishnah. And sheish v'shayin is bein l'kaidash bein l'chun shan asal taris l'kaidash, and achrayin is l'kaidash of alay l'chun shan asal taris l'kaidash. And with regards to this, it's the same. The first six that have a drar to tumah daraisa, so they're going to apply even to chulin shenasal taras hakodesh. Whereas the last five, which don't have a drar to tumah daraisa, so they're only going to apply to kachim, and they're not going to apply to chulin shenasal taras hakodesh.